You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am so happy to be here with you this week. I'm so happy we are all here. I am happy that everything is going well, at least to the point that you are on here, because there's a reason that we're together, because we're kind of going on this journey together. And I have got such a good lesson and a good set of ideas for you today. And we are going to talk about money. And money is something everybody wants to talk about and nobody wants to talk about, because we feel uncomfortable with it and because we want it and we're not sure how we're going to reconcile those two things. So I had Lila Veronica on last week. I had such a good outpouring of people that loved her. I asked her to come back again today. One of the reasons I did is because she has such a good attitude and a good lesson on money. When we honor the divine in us, we understand the worth in us, and then the lack and scarcity that we feel kind of goes away, and we understand that there should be abundance in our lives. She's going to talk to us that money is God in action. Have you ever heard such a thing? I mean, it is an energy. And if we understand that, and it is not bad and it's not evil, you know, that is not what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. We love so many other things, and then the abundance comes to us. You know, money is the gateway to God. If we have a money block, it's because we don't think that we're worthy enough to be attached to source. And such a good lesson today. So I want everybody to hang on to their hats and get comfortable. And we will be right back with one of my favorite people, who's a very amazing coach. She helps spiritual entrepreneurs take their lives and their coaching business to the next level. This is Lila Veronica, and we will be right back.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something, and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this, and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training, and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula. Like me on Facebook, Paula Kidd Casey. Let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo, we're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back with Lila Veronica. Lila, welcome. I am so happy to have you on my program again this week.
Thank you. So grateful to be here. It's really a blessing. It's fun.
Oh, it's fun as well. I'm so great. Yeah, it is fun. You are so much fun. I'm grateful you're back. I had you last week and had such a great set of feedback from people that I felt like we weren't done yet, that we needed to get another set of information out to people.
I love it.
I do too. And I had wanted to talk about God and money and spirituality, and that was kind of top of mind. And guess what? On her Facebook Live this week, she did that. And I said, oh my God, that's the universe telling me that's what we need to be talking about today. So Leela, welcome. And let's talk about, you said one of your favorite subjects, and I think it's everybody's favorite subject, and they're afraid to go there, right? Money, money and God and us and worthiness. And so tell us how you coach this.
Yes, I love this. I love this. I want to just say thank you to the audience, and also because whoever's willing to listen to a subject around money and God is brave, darling. You are brave.
Woohoo! Amen, sister. Yes, we're brave. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're brave. And at the same time, I just want to say, you know, notice that if this idea of bridging money and God, talking about money and God together makes you uncomfortable, notice that too. If you're excited about the topic, if you're kind of uncomfortable about it, just notice it. And we're here today to really support your journey. Like, I'm here to support your journey and say, let's get rid of that uncomfortableness if you want to, no pressure, but if you want to, and I'll share a little bit about my own story and what I do with clients and how I view money. And my intention today is really to help you guys see money differently.
I love it.
And you
can be both, right? You can be excited about it and it still makes you uncomfortable.
All of it.
Yeah. So tell us your story. Tell us your journey.
Yeah. So I will say, you know, right now what I do is I work with a lot of people who want to elevate their wealth. So, you know, we've talked about the body in the past and how important it is to take care of yourself, you know, in order for others to value you, you value yourself. Mm-hmm. So with money, I see money as spirit in action. I learned this once from a gentleman at Mile High Church in Denver, Colorado. It's like a New Age church. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Roger Teal, who's no longer retired. But I went to this, they have at this church, which was wild to me at the time. I'm like, what? They do every year, they do a monthly series on money. And abundance, prosperity, kind of. Maybe it's not money exactly, but money is part of it. And when they said money is spirit in action, it spoke to my heart.
Okay. When you said that on Facebook, you said, God, money is God in action. And I wrote it down and it stopped me in my tracks because I don't think I've ever heard that.
It changed my life, that statement. Money is God in action. You know, I often say spirit in action because people were kind of, you know, some people are kind of triggered by the word God.
Right, right.
You know, money is, and now here I'm going to give you another one. Money is creator in action. And so we all would love often maybe either more of the money piece, or we want to have the money in a way where we are doing something we really love to do. We don't want to be miserable and making money. We want to be happy and making money. And so there's this spiritual energetic component to it that most people totally ignore. They go to the strategies, they go to the tactics, and they don't go to the godliness of the creation that goes along with the money generation. It's not
because
the money
we are creators. God is a creator. We are creating money, but somehow we think that that is not appropriate, right? I mean, why is that? Why is there that? When you're talking about that.
Yeah. I'll share with my own stories here because that's exactly how I used to be. I spent 15 years in the environmental field working on ways to save the planet, save human health, right? Do you think I made that much money? No. Not in the environmental field. I didn't. Could I, if I have stayed for years and figure out a way? Absolutely. Now, because I understand wealth mindset, mm-hmm. wealth, you know, living from a more abundance feeling state, you know, manifestation, I get that now. But back then I didn't. So I just worked and made just enough to barely get by. But I felt good about myself because I was working on the good work.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I got into the yoga world. And it was fascinating to me. At the same time I got in the yoga world, I started to want, you know, start my own business. going to events, to, you know, learning about money mindset. I've done tons of work around my own money mindset. And I'll share some stories that came up for me that probably come up for other people. What I found fascinating was in the yoga world, there was this whole idea of like everything is prosperity and abundance and union and all is one, but money's bad.
Yeah, but I'm not going to make money. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If I ask for money, you're bad. Huh? How does that work? What I found was that, can I get a little bit raw here?
Please.
S-E-X, right? So, I don't even know why I'm going there. I'm just weird. So I was realizing at this time when I was like into yoga, getting into this like really mindfulness and, you know, starting my business and being around all these like, you know, more entrepreneurs, I realized I was like, people are more comfortable talking about their sex life than what's going on in their bank account.
Wow.
I remember sitting at an event once where a whole bunch of women speakers were there. And they were raw talking about the bedroom stuff. And I'm just sitting there, right? Because, you know, I'm like, whoa. And I was sitting there and I'm like, this is fascinating. And I thought to myself, I guarantee if I asked anything about any of their, like, what they get paid, how much money they have, anything like that, I would be seen as like, you know, not
cool. You'd be shut down immediately.
That's not cool.
None of your business. We're not going to talk about it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I found this really fascinating for some reason. This was my like a comparison. I'm like, I'm going to help this because what I realized was there was healing opportunity. So many people, there's like this, you know, I can almost visually see it now in the body because I'm so tuned in. It's that they carry what's almost like a, what I call like a piece of luggage, you know, on their back. And then the low back will be hurting like, there's just heaviness on this whole back.
We're carrying our baggage from our past with us, right? I mean, that's such a metaphor.
And the guilt, the embarrassment, the shame.
Of money?
Of money. People don't, because there's a lot of people who aren't really proud of where they are or don't think they're where they need to be money-wise. And so it's just...
So are they guilty for lack of money or are they guilty because they have money?
Yes.
Both?
That's the way they feel.
Okay.
Yeah, often. And so it's like this thing that weighs people down. And how do you know? Well, if you're really in tune and you pay attention to energy, you go to any event, you listen to a speaker, they talk about anything. People are pretty lively. Something mm-hmm. comes up about money. People get fidgety. They start uh-huh. drinking. Oh, I'm thirsty. People checking their cell phone. I got to go to Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Right? So their subconscious mind, and we'll tap into, I'll share some things that happened with me. Subconscious mind is really ruling the game.
Absolutely.
And so when money comes up, you'll see people get uncomfortable and just like try to get away from that discomfort. So they got to mm-hmm. really feel it, you know? And the reason people are so jacked up around money, whether they have money or don't have it, it doesn't even matter either way. There's not a smooth relationship with money. It's because of a couple things. One, mostly because of, you know, we like to say mommy, daddy issues, something in the childhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's been one instant where somebody said, who do you think you are? And then all of a sudden you're ashamed because you got a bunch of money in the bank.
Mm.
Who do you think you are? Right. How many people have heard that are really like, you know, doing cool stuff in the world? Somebody's going to try to bring you down sometime, and that might have got to you. Or you might just have grown up around a family who was struggling. You know, that's hard.
And like we can't afford that. There's not enough to go around. You think money grows on trees? I mean, things that we hear constantly, we're not even necessarily equating it to our money mindset.
Mm-hmm. That was my experience. I mean, it was basically, we don't have any money. You know, there was a point where we had been on welfare. We weren't on it long because my mom she had too much pride to be on that. You know, she wanted to work and make the money, but we didn't have a lot. And my mom married and then divorced. And that whole time I heard nothing but, or I had lots more, but I definitely heard a lot of arguing about money. Mm-hmm. They actually won the lottery. $100,000 and they got
Oh my God.
Yeah. After that, this was before people gave credit cards out like their candy.
Uh-huh.
So they couldn't get credit cards before then because they weren't at that level of income and credit and whatnot. And after they won the lottery, they got credit cards. And what do you think people who don't know what to do with credit cards should do with credit cards? They run them up, they run amok, and they argue over it all. Before you know it, I'm in high school, and we're not allowed to answer the phone because it's debt collectors.
So she went through all the money and then got into debt.
They did.
Yeah.
It was a
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the one who won the lottery. He played the lottery, and between the two of them, they racked it up. Right. So I was just around money arguing all the time. Right. And I've always had like kind of a big heart to want to help people and, you know, help the world and all that. So I'm like, I'm just going to help the world. I don't need a lot of money.
Because kind of saw that money didn't bring happiness and that it was very hard to get. So let's pretend like we don't even want it. Right. And, you know, the lottery, I think, is amazing. Like 85% of the people that win the lottery are bankrupt within 5 years because they're still vibrating at lack and scarcity. They're not, they don't think they're rich, and they have to do, their subconscious mind makes them do anything to get rid of the money because, like you said, right, it's subconscious. I'm uncomfortable because I'm really supposed to be vibrating at lack and scarcity. This stuff just amazes me.
I think it was 3 years later they were headed to a divorce. Exactly.
As a divorce attorney, the number one thing people fight about is money. It's not kids, it's not sex, money plays into everything else too, right? But it's this lack, right? That there's not enough. Mm-hmm. No matter how much they make, that was their
exactly. Argument. It's a really deep survival thing. And my deep survival thing was, I was scared also because I have a childhood memory of having to, you know, I've done so much deep work on my subconscious to go there. I remember shopping at a dirty grocery store as a child for part of my childhood, not the whole time, but part of it. And I just remember it was dirty and there were dirty people in there and I hated it. You know, I'm not a foodie, but I love food. Right. And so for me to be in some place that I know it makes me want to cry. Like now that poor little girl, for me to be in a place where my mom is buying food and this place is dirty, I just was like disgusted as a child. I was like so grossed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I am not going to be, this is not my life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember and then being like looking around being scared and just people were just bleh. And I was like, this is not where I belong. I'm not going to be here one day, you know? And it wasn't always like that, right? We got out of that and it got better, you know, over time. But this was a deep fear. And so that deep fear was a block to me even bringing money in.
Right.
It's so wild. And I want to share one more piece here that keeps coming up in my mind that I think there's probably audience members that this will help. I have been working with mentors and coaches for quite some time now because I believe in the support of other humans to elevate me faster. I'm on an accelerated path. I love to grow fast, a little bit faster than maybe some people. So when you want bigger transformations, you get help. And what I've learned through the support of my mentors is that I have a bit of a savior complex.
Oh.
I've wanted to save the world.
Uh-huh.
Right? I have wanted to, when I first started my business, I was like, in my mind, I didn't tell anybody, but in my mind, I was like, I'm going to make a bunch of money so that my brothers are, you know, have enough so that they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a bunch of money and just give my mom a house somewhere in the country and just let her be. Like, she'll be happy. Maybe if I just get her a little place, she'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All of these, like, savior things to, like I said, all these times to save the world. Da, 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 da.
Save your family, right? Save yourself, basically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Be the change. It is not about creating the wealth so that you can help. We can help others. Now let me say, if they needed anything, I'm there for them. But I don't need to be working my bum off to help them.
Right.
They're grown-ups. They're going to be fine. Okay.
And don't you think the reason we do that is because we feel guilty that we have money? So we make up this thing is, if I get money, I'll give a lot of it away, right? So then we don't have to feel guilty because we don't have money, which goes back to what you're just talking about, these blocks.
It's huge. There's so much. So there's all the family stuff. Now there's also the societal programming. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are, I'm just going to call it as it is in my eye. First of all, we have been in a system for quite some time, an economic system that is no longer in tune with where our consciousness is. Okay. We are no longer factory workers, but the factory worker mindset is still programmed into almost everybody. Even when I help people start businesses, the shift from money for the dollars for the hours to having a chunk at once or getting a chunk later or just a whole different relationship with money versus hours and dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing value instead of hourly, like that in and of itself will change your life. If you can stop seeing your hours that you work
as like we trade our hours for money, right? Instead of trading energy or knowledge or transformation, which is what you teach with spiritual coaches, right? It's invaluable. It's not, as an attorney, I charge per hour, and now I charge per transformation.
Nailed it. I mean, most people could charge way more, like double, triple, 10 times, right? We've seen that. Over and over and over. And I just talked to a gal today. And she said, you know, because with everything going on in the world, I know it's challenging. And there's some people who will thrive and some people who will suffer. And it is your choice. But I know right now there's opportunities because I'm in them, number one, and I see them. I just had a call with a woman this morning. And she said, you know, I always just want to have a plan B. And I'm scared right now with everything going on, right? And I get it. I honor that fear because it's real. And I said, what if you are your plan B?
Wow.
That's like the point with this money thing. What if you always know at any point you can wake up, make a phone call, do a couple things, spend a couple hours, whatever it is, and create the money you want. And I'll talk a little bit about how.
Yes.
But I want everybody to be their own empowerment guru around wealth, because every single person, I believe, has the capacity to create wealth or receive it if they get out of their own way.
Yes. Because you said people can either struggle or thrive. And, you know, there's going to be people out there that are saying, there's no way I can thrive right now, right? I have to struggle. The outside circumstances are forcing me to struggle. But Leela is going to tell us how we get out of that.
Yay! So here's the deal. Number one, let's go back to the beginning. Spirit is money in action. Okay.
I love that. I've got my hand over my heart because I absolutely
money is spirit. Money is spirit in
spirit
action.
Spirit in action.
Not the other way around.
Well,
oh, the other way around.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. God is money. Energy in action. Is money in action, right? And money is God in action. I mean, it's
exactly. So if you can. Now, this might be challenging. Now, if you can't see this yet, if you can't feel it yet, it's okay. If you could trust it and say, let's go with it for a minute, cool. If you're like, no, Leela, I'm not in.
You're smoking something.
Right? And the rest of what I'm about to say is not going to make sense. So just go with it or fully believe it, right? It's up to you.
And don't resist it, right? Just right now, just ease into what she's saying.
Yeah, just play. Let's just play.
Good.
So here's the deal. Spirit, action, money, it's all related. So what do you need to do to create money? You need to bring your spirit forward in action. Okay. And how do you do that? You create something that does what? Helps people. That's it. It's so simple. It's like, use your soul, use your energy to create something in like on planet Earth, right, that helps some people.
So let's go back to that and your savior complex, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a difference between you thinking that you can save people and that you offer something of value that offers service to them where they can grow, right?
Huge difference.
So I just think there is a
Because I know what you said, three things on your thing. You said that you've got to master your craft, master your business, and philanthropy, right? Mm-hmm. Well, your craft is helping people. You're offering service to people, and they take that and they grow. You are not now responsible for them, which I think is what the savior complex is, right?
Exactly. When you master your craft, you can stay non-attached to whether or not someone receives it and implements or not. You work on that mastery so you feel very confident that every time you show up and you share and you help people, that's up to them, whether they take it and go and you know, help themselves. You're there to help them, but you're not really attached or judging or anything like that to the result, the outcome, nothing. You know that if they do take action, they're going to get really great results and outcome, but you're not attached to whether that happens or not. I can relate this to being in academia, being a teacher. You want all your students to get 100% in A's. It doesn't happen, but you give them everything they need to make it happen.
Right.
Okay. It's the
it's
same.
It's like our society, right? Some people will take these opportunities and go with it, and some people won't. Some people will be victims, and some people will be victors. And what Leela teaches, what I teach, is we can all be the victors.
And when you work on that mastery level of your craft, really commit to it. Like, it's not easy because it's the thing that's close to your heart often. But you know, go for it. I was like, go for it, girl. Go for it, dude. You know?
dude.
You know? And work on that, because the more you work on that, the more you do it, actually, you know, actually make it happen. Do it, practice it. You become more confident, and it's easier to let go of, you know, any sort of attachment to whether somebody else gets the results or not. Because you know, like, I know what I do works because I've done it enough times. I know for a fact, if you take action in the way that I tell you to, it'll work. Like, there's no question in my head.
Right. It's the natural laws, right? I mean, it's a frequency. It's quantum physics. It's, you're teaching people how that they actually connect to that higher source. And when they do, money is God in action, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the second piece, so that craft piece, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out what your craft is, and I get it. So you need some support, or you need some, you know, books, or you need some YouTube videos. I would say the best people to help you are the people that have known you for quite some time, love you dearly. You're probably already doing it. You just don't think it's valuable because it's so natural to you. And that's the best. That's kind of, you know, some of the things we chat about. It's like, what if you could just do what you love and receive a whole lot for it?
Right.
Wouldn't that be cool? So the mastering the business piece is a lot about self-mastery, feeling your value, aligning your craft with the marketplace, right? Like, knowing your messaging and how you're showing up in the world and your energy and staying healthy. And like, that's all part of the business strategy. The sales and marketing and all of that is part of it. I had this woman this week I talked to who, brilliant, like doing intuitive work for 20 years. And she says she's not a salesperson. And I go, how long you been doing this? I'm like, you've been selling some stuff.
Right.
Right. So you can't resist any piece of the business. What you can do is hire other people to help you that are very competent and high integrity people and really share your vision. Like, your people on your team need to be your biggest cheerleaders. That's what I believe. Like, my people on my team, they love my stuff. They love me always. Like, they just like love my, you know, like, they're all
about. I love you too. I love what you say. I love how you say it. And Leela works with spiritual entrepreneurs. So the people out there that are saying, I know I came here to serve, right? And I'm not sure how to do it. And serving means you're helping other people grow and find the answers. Leela is so good at that. She helps with spiritual entrepreneurs all the time. And that's where she's coming from on master your craft, master your business. And then the third one was philanthropy.
Yes. So I love what Paula just said. The third one, not the first, not the second.
Hang on, it's the third one.
And I'm not saying don't give as you go. Now, definitely give as you go and be generous. And, you know, one of my sayings is like, you know, a generous CEO is a prosperous CEO. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. However, most of the kinds of clients that I work with, the giving hearts, the bleeding hearts, right? The want to save the world types, like my, you know, I'm a recovering bleeding
savior.
recovering
savior. That's a funny thing. We should have a group for that.
Come to me, friends. I have some help for you.
We attract what we are, right? We attract what we are.
Oh, it's huge. And so we often want to give it for so much. What I would say is get your own self in order. Get your own finances in order. Get your own consistent flow of revenue and get all of the things in order for yourself. You can still give as you go, but don't go all big old, I want to start some nonprofit tomorrow when I got $2 in the bank. It's like, it doesn't often work. And what happens is that people get defeated and their poor little projects start to fade and get darker and darker and darker, and then they never happen. So I'm going to say, keep the project in mind. Just don't do it until you have some like mastery in your craft, your business, so that, like I said, at any one time, you know, you can wake up and make a few phone calls and make some money and make your projects happen. Like I told a woman today, she's got a big bill because of the way everything's changed in the world with schools. The schooling has like doubled in price. Okay. Half as many kids double in price. Because of half as many kids. So there's a fear around it. Like, how am I going to do this? And I'm like, what if you could wake up every day and know that you can make that money today? Right. And that's for the whole school year. And she's like, oh man, didn't think about that. Right. But the mind just gets really like compressed around creation and fear around money. Like it's a lot of societal stuff. Right now, the global economic system is wild and shifting, right? And our nation is under a, you know, just a really big transformation.
I want to talk about that in just a minute. Let's come back to that transformation and the economic thing, but go on.
So I just want to honor everybody and say, hey, I feel you. I love you. If you're in fears, like there's support for you. It doesn't have to be scary. This could be actually the most prosperous time of your entire life. It may not be around this thing we call money, but it'll be the energy of money. It might actually look like something different. It might be gold, or it might be, I don't know, something else.
People, love, relationships, right? Security.
Exactly. So you want to feel into what I would say right now is probably like the best time to be doing work around your money mindset and about creating more for yourself in a really cool way that feels good, and mastering your craft and your business. Any part where you feel like you're lacking in the money part, this is the time to do it, because things are changing and you want to feel really solid. Like, I feel great. I'm like, whatever happens. I know, like I said, at any one time, I can get on the phone and make stuff happen, period. And that's not about being ego or like money driven. It's about knowing I'm safe. And I want everybody to feel that way. I want everybody to feel that. And spiritually, a lot of the spiritual people, right, they're up in these upper chakras. They're like, you know, doing the mind work or doing the heart work or doing the, you know, tapping into the God's inner, you know, energy. But not, you know, maybe paying attention to the wealth creation, the lower chakras, and the rooting and the grounding and the self-empowerment, the self-worth, right? All of that down there will open up the spiritual channels even more, right? And help you create, especially in this changing system.
So let's talk about how people can do that, how they can open up their lower chakras. Because, you know, we're talking about an abundance mentality, and it doesn't have to be money. It can be an abundance of love and hugs and kisses and friends. I mean, if we're in abundance and think that there's enough, the universe goes, oh, there's enough. So it's going to give us more because we're on that frequency, right?
Yes.
And so, but how do we get to that abundance level? Talk to us about, because I'm not a big chakra person, but you are. So talk to us about that, how we can do that.
So for anybody who doesn't know the chakras, we'll just kind of simply, somebody could call me out and tell me it's different, but this is just a simple way for like a really lay person understanding. It's
perfect.
Energy centers in your body, along, you know, the center channel on the inside of your body from the top of your head to the base of your pelvis. And there's different points along the energy centers, and they represent different things about your life. Everything from money to family stuff to self-worth to creativity to the speaking your truth and intuition and all this love energy. And so these chakras are what the energy of the individual tends to either be more open or closed, we'll say. It's not exactly like that, but we'll say just more open or closed. And we ideally want to be able to say, open them and let things flow. And so that's what's so important about the chakra system and the energy flow and talking about money when the root down below, we don't feel safe on the planet Earth. Okay? Like we don't feel like we're going to have enough food, or we don't feel like we're going to have enough clients, or we don't feel like we're going to have enough love, or we don't feel like we're going to have enough friendship or community or whatever. Then we don't, that bottom part of the body and the energy centers of the body down below and the hip area, for example, in the belly area, will start to feel more closed and tight, and there will be like digestive problems and all of this. So we want to open up the body. And
that's why we feel it in our gut when we're scared, you know, when we're getting, if there's a desperation, we feel it in our lower body, in our gut, right? Because that's where the chakras are.
Yes. And so money is, you know, anything scared, feared, guilt, shame, embarrassment, all that stuff we've talked about today, all of that energy is usually down in the lower body. So how do you work with it? You start to open up the energy centers. And if you don't know how, you know, we can chat, but there's ways to do it. Just trust that you can open up the energy centers inside the body, let that energy start to flow more with breath, with posture, and with movement. Those are basically the three things. Learn how to breathe, learn how to have a posture that's more open, And
I just sat up straight.
Right. And we really want to learn how to sit up open, because sometimes straight can actually be kind of rigid and closed.
Mm.
Yeah, I know, right? So fascinating. So that bottom part of your body, if you have any issues with your feet, legs, knees, hips, belly, digestion, low back especially, there's a tendency that the money's not flowing quite right. Either you're not getting enough, it's not flowing consistent, or it's coming in a way where you're not really enjoying the work that much. And so ideally we want that creative flow of the, you know, the upper stuff, the heart stuff, the intuition, the, you know, all of that, that kind of upper creativity stuff. We want it linked to the bottom money creation, safety, security, you know, stuff on earth. And that's how you have the most harmony and flow. You have health, you have consistency with money, and you don't feel like you're doing work that's tiring or anything. It's just real fun.
So give us a couple of things they can do. There's a breathing technique, right?
Yeah.
Can you share that with us?
Yeah. Like we were talking earlier that the system is changing.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. You're going to notice that when you are, say, watching the news and worried about money, can I tell you what I believe is going to happen?
Please.
Okay, so I'm like, I am not an economist, okay? But I have studied the global economic systems for years. And I've studied astrology. And so astrology is a little bit about timing. And so I really see, okay, so let me step back. Astrologically, I'll just speak to that. Is that okay on this channel?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Great, right?
We're all nuts on this channel, so woohoo! Yes,
hey, I love my kind of nuts.
Yeah, we're yours, kind of nuts. Yes.
So the United States is entering into its Pluto return. Pluto is represented by Scorpio, which is like a death and rebirth. You know how we have to kind of like darken out of the soul to become out enlightened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our nation is actually in a point where Pluto is in a placement that it was when our nation became our nation, which means it's falling apart. All right. It is falling apart. What's falling apart? The institutional systems, the economic, the education, the healthcare, and religion. They're all shifting and we're in it. That's it. It is what it is.
Right.
Like there's no reason, like it's not going to not happen.
Right. And it's like a seed has to dissolve. The outside of a seed has to dissolve before it can sprout.
Yes.
Right. We're kind of in that dissolution in a good way, guys. Listen to the rest of this, I hope.
Exactly. Because we are exactly like the caterpillar. Between the caterpillar and the butterfly, there's that chrysalis where basically everything's just mush.
Yes.
And we're kind of, I love you guys. I love you.
It's going to be okay.
We're entering the mush. So some will be scared during the mush, during the transformation, during the fall apart of everything. And some won't be and will thrive, like I said. And you will, everything's going to come out the butterfly on the other side. Everything's going to be okay, you guys. Like it's going to come out actually more inclusive, more collaborative, more community-based. The future, this is what I see. We'll see. Time will tell. But as astrology is calling for it too, right? We're entering the age of Aquarius, right? All this kind of fun stuff. It's going to be actually more of a society where, you know, people are getting along better. There's just more harmony. But in the middle, there's a lot of fight because it's, you know, people want control and as things are shifting, it's just hard for them to let go of what's going on. And that's just what's going on. Right. So how do you go from being the fear person to the thriving person? You've got to be present. You cannot be in the stories of what is going on right now. Be in your own story. Create your own story. Let's create the future together by each individual empowering themselves to create what they want right then. And if you need help, you know, there's people to help you. You don't have to do it by yourself anymore. Don't do it by yourself. But the way to do it is get present. And how do you do that? You breathe. You breathe in and out of your nose, gentle. One of the teachings that we teach and is, you know, referred to as the turtle breath, where you just gently in and out of your nose from the tip of your nose to the bridge of your nose, in and out, real gentle. From the bridge of your nose, the tip of your nose, and down and back. And you let your belly relax and open so that the breath can come in and out freely. And this softens the nervous system and gets you really present. You feel different already, Paula?
I do. Right? I'm a turtle.
Now, there are going to be other times where you're going to be, I'll just be honest, I get a little triggered sometimes by things going on in the world because I get mad about people hurting humans, right? I'm like, this is not okay, right? Mm-hmm. And with all of my background and studies, I see what's going on. It's the one place where the institutional systems are the one place where I get a little bit sassy in my head. I'm like, arr, they could be doing better, you know?
Right.
So I get it. And at the same time, I understand what's going on. So I'm not really, I kind of laugh at myself when I get like that. I'm like, oh, geez, here I go again. So, you know? And so in order to get out of that quickly, because it's not healthy, it's not helping anybody.
And fear is not helping anybody, right? We're putting more fear into the environment, and we need to be putting positive energy into everything, right?
Yes. And the truth is, sometimes this happens. It happens to me, it's going to happen to somebody else. You're going to get bothered by something happening. So if you've got some anger in there, you got some frustration, irritation, confusion, the other kind of breath you can do is very more like a fiery breath, where you inhale through the nose, and then you stick out your tongue, and you exhale even with a noise. Okay. Uh-huh. And you do it enough times, and it might be gentle, but you just do it in a way where you're really releasing the energy, because there might be stuff in there that you're holding on to, and you feel kind of judging yourself if you make noise or get angry about it. Like even me, I'm like, I shouldn't be angry about that. And like, it's okay. It's going to happen. You're human. So let yourself shift quick by using the breath and then that little noise and blah, to shift the energy. And you'll start, I usually crack up laughing because I sound ridiculous. In my mind, like, oh my God, what's going on? And then all of a sudden I'm happy. I'm not angry about world politics anymore. And so it's the subtle breath, that turtle breath will get you out of that anxiety, that fear place often about the future, bring you back to the present moment. And then that more intense breath will get rid of that energy that you might have taken on from maybe your cousin called you and started talking about something or something happened, right? You just got kind of some energy and you can't get rid of it. Your breath will help you. It's huge.
Now, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Now the posture piece, I'll just say, you know, there's tons and tons and tons we could talk about posture because I'm like a posture expert over here. You know, it's a big part of what I do with people. I align their body to their you know, to how they're receiving in life. And so what I would say, the number one tip I could give you right now around your body is let your belly button soften. Because if you're holding tight at that part of your body, you're actually blocking energy flow and creativity and your self-worth, and you're scared. And there's so much opportunity if you can just let that go, even physically with your digestive system and back pain. So that low back, if you're hurting, the belly button's pulling tight, it's actually probably too much. Like, relax, open your mouth, soften your belly, relax a little, let those hips relax, and that bottom part of your body start to build a relationship with that, just the simple relaxing of the belly, and you'll start to notice a difference in terms of the way people receive you.
Wow.
I always say, like, I sell from my womb. Right? Like, I keep that belly area soft and open as I'm like working with somebody, or I speak from my womb on a video or on stage, because that place is where it's usually will tighten up if there's any sort of fear, and that'll translate energetically. So how do I get around that? Keep the belly soft, open, and then usually there's way more flow. And oftentimes I'll say something, they're way more brilliant than anything I would have ever come up with on my own with that belly type thing, you know?
It is amazing. The intuition, the inspiration that we get, right? When we get out of our own head and get into, you say, our own body, right? Our own spirit. So tell us how we can use that.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I got so excited, I'm sorry.
No, me too.
It's like, that's when God can talk through us. It's like,
yes.
We're like, oh, you know, people talk about channeling. It's like, that's the channeling. Like, open the channel inside the body so that you can channel. So anybody who's actually a channeler or does like psychic mediumship work, anything like that, once they open up their body, their posture, start breathing more, it even elevates their experience, what's possible even more.
That's amazing. Because I always go, oh, they have a leg up, they can channel, right? We all can channel. I mean, we're doing it all the time, right? We're getting inspiration. So tell us how we can take this and use that into the coming months, that there's fear around, and we need to get out of the fear and into the faith. So tell us what you think is going to happen and how we can use that individually.
Yeah. Number one, be with your breath. If you're not with your breath, you're not present, and you're probably worried. If you're worried, you need to breathe. Like, it's so simple, but it's like all the wisdom traditions everywhere you go. It's like, just breathe, but nobody does it.
Right.
So
right.
I could teach you, actually work with you, and, you know, really cool breath work and do some neat stuff and shift your, you know, brainwave states and all of that. But if you can just simply breathe in and out of your nose or in and out of your mouth, like, just be with your breath, that's going to help you get through these hard times. Now, number two is you want to be in tune with your body, your posture, and your, what is your body saying about what's coming and what you should be doing? Because I know that everybody has intuition. It's just their head gets in the way. The logical, rational, ego, fear place gets in the way. So if you're willing to breathe and be into your body, that low belly softening piece that I taught you, you'll know what action to take or not take. You don't have to think about it. You can just trust. Like for me, I moved to a small mountain town just all of a sudden an intuition came in, boom, it's time to go. I'm like, what? I'm a city girl.
What if people can't move?
Well, then I don't believe that that's the message they'll get.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Exactly. So I was meant to move, and I was like, okay. 3 weeks later, moved. So I trusted it because I'm so in tune with my intuition. It was just very present, so I saw all the breadcrumbs leading me here. Okay. Now, if you can't move, there's probably something else that you're meant to do in terms of your resourcefulness. Maybe you're supposed to shift jobs, charge more, do something different, start to express yourself in a way that you never have before, but you're ready if you just get out of your own way.
Right.
and so the breath, number one, being with your body, so soften your belly button. Number two, okay? And then the third piece that, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about, but in terms of how to, but it's how are you moving through life? So it's your breath,
your body posture, your presence, you know, and then the movement. Can you be with your breath and your posture and stay open and receptive and sensitive to everything going on so you can hear the intuition as you're moving through life? Most people, as they're moving, thinking, you're getting in your own way, you're scared, you know, all of that stuff is no fun. So the breath, the body, the paying attention to the gentleness and the flow of your movement through life, you'll get through this hard time. So it's going to be hard for some. It's going to be great for me.
Because spirit is going to show you our next step and our next step and our next step, right? I love what you said about breadcrumbs. We may not be able to see the whole staircase, like Martin Luther King says, but we can see the first step. If we can stay present in our body, and I love the movement thing. I go on a walk and now I'm so, I stay so much into just, I'm moving my body and I'm on my walk, as opposed to before my little brain would just constantly try to solve problems and don't, you know, spirit will solve the problems. And know that money is God in action, and it's healthy, right? It's helpful and it's there for us. It's a switch that we turn. It's an abundant switch.
Exactly. And what's interesting is there's a lot of people that I work with, you know, they're spiritual entrepreneurs, like you said, and they want to give but not receive. And there's the natural order of the universe.
Yes.
It actually stays together because there's an even flow of giving and receiving, of push and pull, of yin and yang. Yeah, and what I would say, if you are somebody out there and you want to help people, if you really, really, really want to help people, you have to receive.
Because there's a reason they call money currency. There's a current, just like in a river, you know? I love that.
And I believe in you. And I'm just going to say that out loud because I felt it. I believe in you. especially if you're like, I know I deserve more. I know I'm meant to have more. There's no reason why you think that, and it's not true. It's true. So believe it. Believe it. I believe it.
I believe it too. Amen, sister. I believe it. We all came here for a reason. There's an abundance. And the only thing that's stopping us from this abundance that the universe is sending us is a resistance, is a thought about us that we're not good enough, a lack and scarcity. Like Leela was brought up in poverty. And look at how she has changed that into abundance and helping other people realize that. And if you're here, you came here at this time for a reason, and you are here to serve.
Yeah.
And Leela will help all of us do that. So, woohoo!
And the truth is, when we do serve, we feel good.
Say that again.
When we do serve, we feel so good.
Oh, yes. Well, there's a currency of that, too. There's a currency of money. There's a currency of giving out energy. And the more we give out, the more we can get back in. There's a flow of energy, and it all goes together. I think that's wonderful. Well, Leela, thank you so much for being on my show again. Woohoo! I was so excited. I just listened to her. I said, oh, my God, there was more that we were supposed to get out there to my peeps. You know, especially right now, there's no reason, you know, to fear. Right now in the present moment, this is where we can take action, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I know this is said before by many, but I just kept feeling this before I came on today with you, is if not now, when?
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. That's kind of my mantra. Like years ago, and I really don't have out-of-body experiences. I mean, I've had some that I've known that spirit is, but, and I am not a good yoga person, not like Leela, but I was got up in the middle of the night. I was so upset about something, and I was doing some yoga just to calm myself down. This was years ago. And literally out of the blue or the black, I hear, if not now, when? Isn't that weird?
I heard that message before we got on here. So
yeah,
I think that's a great one for everybody.
Yeah. Now's the time to step into our greatness. We were called for this time, right? For whatever you can do, do not think it's little. It's not. It's a pebble in a pond, and you put out good energy and it's going to come back to you. So Leela, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yep. If you want to, I always say I love new social media friends. So if you want to be, you know, check me out on social media, on Facebook, Instagram. It's Lila Veronica, L-I-L-A, Veronica, the Lila Veronica on Instagram. And I share lots of tips and tricks and everything from the body, the business, to your energy.
And she has wonderful Facebook Lives. I mean, really, they're like mini series. Yeah. I mean, they are. They're amazing. So do that. And then your website?
And then my website is, if you go to thelilaveronica.com. And, you know, for anybody, we've talked a lot about the body today. So, you know, I've got a few different free trainings that I give people. But if anybody just kind of wants to check out, like, you know, do a little different body practice and learn a little bit more about your body. And what this will do is it's directly related to your energy and your money flow. So it'll help you there as well. I have a training at bodywithlila.com. It's a free training and you can download some videos and receive, you know, just a new way to move through your life. This posture piece, the movement, the breathing piece, like you said. So that would be another piece, bodywithlila.com.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Lila, thank you so much for being on today. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pauline.
And we will be right back.
Hi, Paula Casey here. I am so excited about something and I just had to share it. I am offering my best training, my very best information, and it's free. Yes, I said free. This is the first time I've done this and I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to do it again. It is a 5-day training and it's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But you have to go to my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. You need to sign up. And then I'm going to give you the exact dates and steps that you need to enroll. So literally, this information will give you your exact formula that you'll be able to succeed in wealth, in health, in love, and in your purpose. So you need to go to Facebook, go to groups, go to Your Success Formula. Like me on Facebook, Paula Kid Casey. Let's be friends. It's my group, Your Success Formula. And follow it. And woohoo, we're going to go on this journey together. You're going to get the information that's going to change your life.
And we are back after talking to Lila. I loved her message. I loved how she gave us ideas on how to get into our bodies and understand where that money block comes from and to do some things to get us out of that money block. We are creators. We are made in the image of God, and God is the ultimate creator. We can create whatever we think about. There's so much quantum physics that backs that up. There's so much philosophy. There's ancient masters. We can create whatever we want to create. We just have to understand the process, trust the process.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.